سورة التكوير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت، وإذا النجوم انكدرت، وإذا الجبال سيرت، وإذا العشار عطلت، وإذا الوحوش حشرت، وإذا البحار سجرت، وإذا النفوس زوجت، وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت، وإذا الصحف نشرت، وإذا السماء كشطت، وإذا الجحيم سعرت، وإذا الجنة أزلفت، علمت نفس ما أحضرت. When the sun is wrapped up in darkness, and when the stars fall dispersing, and when the mountains are removed, set in motion, and when pregnant, full-term she-camels are neglected, and when the wild beasts are gathered, and when the seas are filled with flame, and when the souls are paired, and when the girl who was buried alive is asked for what sin she was killed, and when the pages are made public, and when the sky is stripped away, and when hell fire is set ablaze, and when paradise is brought near, a soul will then know what it has brought. At that time, each person will know what deeds it has come with before Allah. What deeds each person has brought, because that day, deeds will matter. Over here, a detailed picture of the Day of Judgment is painted. That how the sun will be wrapped up. Kuwirat, kuwirat is to wrap something up in a round way, in a circular motion. So the sun will be wrapped up, so it will lose its light. Stars shall scatter, meaning the force that is holding them in their places today, it shall be finished. The mountains will not stand in their place. Meaning every structure and every system shall collapse and everything will be in chaos. Nothing will remain as it was. And the most prized possessions will be abandoned by people. What is mentioned over here? Full-term pregnant she-camels. They will be abandoned by people. Animals will be gathered even. And especially wuhush, wild beasts. Because such animals, usually they live alone. Bears, they live alone generally. Lions also, cheetahs also, how are they? Generally, they hunt alone or they will live alone. Generally, you see that the way they live, they don't gather up in huge numbers together. But Allah says, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ Even they will come together from far off places. The seas will burn. Water will burn? Yes. And this shows that there will be destruction at a molecular level. At a molecular level. Water will finish. Mountains will collapse. And this sand, this mud will extinguish the fire. So the earth will be like a flat piece of white bread with all of mankind standing on it with no place to hide. And this is when the souls will be joined with the resurrected bodies. The innocent children that were killed in pure injustice, they will be asked. The killers will not be given a chance to even explain themselves. Those who abused, they will not be asked. Who will be asked? Those who were abused. Remember that killing children, yes, people did it in the past. But sadly, it is done today also. Qais ibn Asim, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said that in Jahiliyyah, meaning before I accepted Islam, I buried alive 8 daughters of mine. The Prophet ﷺ said, for each daughter, free a slave. He said, I have camels. The Prophet ﷺ said, then slaughter a camel each for each daughter that you buried. We see that even though this man had repented, he had accepted Islam, still the Prophet ﷺ ordered that he should give kafara. Why? Because on the Day of Judgment, Allah will ask the girl who was buried alive. Not the one who buried. The girl who was buried alive. And also we see here that records of deeds shall be laid open, publicized, published. Each person will know what is in his record. And the veil of the sky shall be removed. So everything will be in clear view. Hell will be viewed. Heaven will be brought into view. Each person will know ultimately what it has brought. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ And that is what will matter at that time. What about our clothes? Our closets that are full of nice, expensive clothes. And what about our shoes? And what about the money? And what about the gold that is in the lockers? What about all of these things? Will they come with us on the Day of Judgment? No. What will come with us? Our deeds. So I swear by the retreating stars, those that run their courses and disappear, and by the night as it closes in, and by the dawn when it breathes, that indeed the Qur'an is a word conveyed by a noble messenger, meaning Jibreel, who is possessed of power. And with the owner of the throne, he is secure in position, obeyed there in the heavens and trustworthy, meaning Jibreel, the leader of the angels, strong and powerful, influential, meaning he's such that whatever command he gives, the rest of the angels obey him. He is the one who has delivered the Qur'an to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, your companion is not at all mad, and he has already seen the angel in the clear horizon. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a withholder of the knowledge of the unseen. Meaning whatever he has been informed of, he has passed it on. And the Qur'an is not the word of a devil expelled from the heavens. So where are you going? Why do you not listen to this advice? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ It is not except a reminder to the worlds. The Qur'an is a reminder to who? For everybody. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ The Qur'an is meant to be a reminder for who? For all people. Qur'an is for all. But who will really take it as a reminder, benefit from this reminder? لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ For whoever wills among you to take a right course. Whoever wants to fix himself, yes, the Qur'an will serve as a reminder to him. And you will not will, except that Allah wills, Lord of the worlds. This is why we should worry that Allah should be happy with us. Because what if good opportunities are taken away from us, snatched away from us, because we cannot even want, will, to do something good unless Allah allows. Surah Al-Infitar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ When the sky breaks apart, and when the stars fall scattering, and when the seas are erupted, and when the contents of graves are scattered. Graves, whatever is in them, scattered. Nothing will remain hidden. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ A soul will then know what it has put forth and kept back. Meaning on the Day of Judgment, a person will see every single action of his. He will see every single deed that he has done. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ O human being, what has deceived you concerning your Lord, who is the most generous, the generous one? Why are you so deceived? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ He is the one who has created you, proportioned you, and balanced you. In whatever form He willed, He has assembled you. So the Lord who has made you so beautiful, has placed everything in your body in such appropriate fashion. Every hair, every finger, every nail, every part of the body. He didn't cover the entire forehead with hair like that of eyebrows. No. He didn't make one arm big and the other arm small. No. I mean, the skin is different. On your hands, the skin is different on the back of your hands. Isn't that? So Allah has made you perfectly, in the best way. And look at how all the joints, Allah has covered them with skin, with flesh. Allah has not created you in a haphazard fashion. Allah made you, gave importance to you, and made your whole body consolidated in one piece. Not that parts of it are broken so that you lose them. No, you don't lose parts of your body. Even if a part breaks, it stays attached to your body under the skin. This is how Allah has made you. How could you ever think that you were a result of some big bang, some accident that happened millions of years ago? This is foolish. You think there's no God? How could you think there's no God? How could you be without a God? How could you be without someone fashioning you? I mean, just look at your body. Could this be the result of just a bang? Could it be? It's not possible. Why are you so deceived about Allah? This is the work of Hakim, of Alim, of Kareem. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ No, but you deny the recompense. And indeed appointed over you are keepers, noble and recording. They know whatever you do. كِرَامَ كَاتِبِينَ They know exactly what you do. Indeed the righteous will be in pleasure. And indeed the wicked will be in hellfire. They will enter to burn therein on the day of recompense. And never therefrom will they be absent. And what can make you know what is the day of recompense? Then yes, what can make you know what is the day of recompense? Because there is nothing like the day of judgment that you have witnessed in this world. Any calamity, any moment of fear that you may have experienced in this world, multiply that by infinity, and that is the day of judgment. ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ You cannot know the enormity of the day of judgment. You can never fully comprehend it until you actually witness it. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا It is the day when a soul will not possess for another soul power to do anything. No mother, no father, no daughter, no sister can do anything for another. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ And the command that day is entirely for Allah, with Allah. So make yourself, make your efforts لِلَّهِ today. For Allah today. So that our decision that Allah makes that day is also good. Surah Al-Mutaffifin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما كما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصالو الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Woe to those who give less than due, who, when they take a measure from people, take it in full, meaning those who take their right in full. But then, when they give by measure or by weight to them, they cause loss. They have different standards for themselves and different standards for others. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Allah asks, do they not think that they will be resurrected for a tremendous day? The day of judgment? The day when all of mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds. Each person has to face his Lord. And this is the meeting that we need to prepare for. In this life, we prepare for many days. Sometimes we spend weeks and months in advance to prepare for a birthday, to prepare for an anniversary, to prepare for a wedding day, to prepare for moving day, to prepare for some other day, someone's arrival and someone's departure. And all of these days, they come and they go. Some go well and others not so. But this day, this meeting, which is certain, which is most important, this is what we need to prepare for. We have been sent in this life to prepare for the meeting with Allah on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And this day is not an easy day. A day when all of us have to stand. There is no chair, there is no rug, there is no sofa, there is nothing. Each and every person will be standing. And the length of this day is 50,000 years, where people will be sweating profusely. Some drowning, immersed in their sweat up to their ears, up to their neck, up to their chest, up to their feet. Today, think about it. We're not able to tolerate even a little difficulty. So many times it happens that heat, it gets to us. But imagine the heat of the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said, the day mankind will stand for their Lord, it is a day the length of which is 50,000 years. At that time, they will be immersed in their sweat up to half their ears. Some people will be immersed up to half their ears. The Prophet ﷺ recited this ayah, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he said, what will be your state? What will be your state when Allah will gather you for 50,000 years, like how an arrow is placed in a bow, ready to be shot, but then He will not even look at you. Meaning for so long after people are gathered, Allah will not even look at them. And this is when people will go from prophet to prophet to prophet, asking them, please beg Allah to begin the judgment. Even if we are to go to hell, send us there. We want to get out of here. We've had enough of waiting. 50,000 years of waiting. But for the believer, this standing will be easy. The Prophet ﷺ said, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That day will be like 50,000 years. But for a believer, this will be very easy. Like the declining of the sun until it sets. Like the declining of the sun until it goes down. These days especially we pay attention to the last moments before sunset. And sometimes, yes, we're waiting for the clock to move, to give a different number, but what happens? Those moments are easy to bear. It's only a few moments. So for a believer on the Day of Judgment, this entire duration will be like the declining of the sun until it sets. But if right now we don't pay attention to Allah, we don't give time to Him, if we don't remember Him, then how will that day be easy? You see, when a person is immersed in the worship of Allah, immersed, fully involved in it, then what happens? He loses sense of time. Has it ever happened with you? Maybe doing something else, that you start maybe cooking in the kitchen, and the next thing you see, 3 hours have gone by. You were so busy in it, you didn't even realize 3 hours went by. So a person who worships Allah like this, with all his mind and attention, losing sense of time basically, for him, the standing of the Day of Judgment will be easy. Because for him, that day will also pass by very quickly. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ. No, indeed, the record of the wicked is in Sijjin. And what can make you know what is Sijjin? It is their destination recorded in a register, inscribed. Woe that day to the deniers, those who deny the day of recompense. Disbelief in Akhirah is disastrous. It will cause great destruction for a person on the Day of Judgment. And none deny it except every sinful transgressor. When our verses are recited to him, he says, legends of the former people. He says, I don't understand these tales. No, rather, بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. So many, many sins that there is no fear of Allah left in the heart. And the heart is as though it is rusted, so filthy, without any shine, and this damage is irreversible. Because you know that when your car gets rusted, you have to fix it immediately. And if you don't, it will spread. And once it spreads, khalas. The damage is irreversible. Those who do not seek forgiveness from Allah, who do not repent from their sins, who do not clean their hearts, then their hearts also get rusted. May Allah protect us. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, no, indeed from their Lord that day, they will be screened. لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. There will be a barrier between them and Allah. They will not be allowed to see Allah. Then indeed, they will enter and burn in hellfire. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. No, indeed the record of the righteous is in عِلِّيُّونَ. And what can make you know? What is عِلِّيُّونَ? It is their destination recorded in a register inscribed, which is witnessed by those brought near to Allah. Meaning the angels witness that record, in which the names of the righteous are written. Have you ever seen lists maybe of people who have graduated, or maybe not their names, but their numbers or something? Lists. So people go and find out, okay, this is my name, and this is your name. Yes, my name is here, your name is here, that person's name is not here. Just imagine. The angels, they look at these books and see the names, the deeds of the people who are to enter Jannah. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Now what is عِلِّيِّينَ? عِلِّيِّينَ is a place above in the skies where the souls and the records of the righteous are kept. A place where the righteous will be admitted. Who are they? Who are the abrar? The Prophet ﷺ said, one prayer followed by another prayer with no idle talk between the two is recorded in عِلِّيُّونَ. One prayer which is followed by another prayer. And between the two prayers, a person didn't say a single word that was useless. No lagu speech. Meaning he was basically engaged in the worship of Allah. Either he was silent, or he was saying something good. That is considered a hasana, a good deed. His prayer, his deed will be recorded where? In عِلِّيُّون. So if a person talks between the prayers, then what will happen? His name will be cut off. So let's do ourselves a favor. And one day, someday, perhaps today, let's have our name also, our salah also written amongst the عِلِّيُّون. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed the righteous will be in pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked Ka'b radiallahu anhu, what is the state of the highest level of paradise? Meaning the people who will be in the highest level, describe them to us. He said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, it has what no eye has seen or ear has heard. Allah the Exalted has prepared such a home in which your good spouses, fruits and drinks, and has set a seal on it. And none amongst his creation has seen it, neither Jibreel nor any other angel. And he whose name is amongst the Illiyun will enter it. And he will enter that place which no one has seen. Such that a person among them will come out, meaning out of his home, and he will walk in his kingdom. So no home in Jannah will remain, except that the light of his face will enter it. And they will rejoice at its fragrance. And they will say, amazing is this fragrance. It is from one of the people of Illiyin who is walking in Jannah. He is walking in his Jannah and we are getting his fragrance. And for this, it is necessary to be of the abrar. Who are the abrar? Who do birr. Gain as many good deeds as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Unadorned couches, observing. You will recognize in their faces the radiance of pleasure. They will be given to drink pure wine, which was sealed. They are the ones who opened it. The last of it is musk. So for this, let the competitors compete. Those who want to get ahead of others, those who want to be the successful ones, those with outstanding performance, what should they do? They should accelerate in this cause. And its mixture is of tasneem, a spring from which those near to Allah will drink. Indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believe. These same people, once they were laughed at. They were laughed at. And when they passed by them, they would exchange derisive glances. And when they returned to their people, they would return jesting. And when they saw them, they would say, indeed, those are truly lost. The Illiyun, the people of Jannah, once upon a time in this world, they were called Dallun. But they had not been sent as guardians over them. So today, those who believed are laughing at the disbelievers, on adorned couches, observing, have the disbelievers not been awarded this day for what they used to do? Those who mock at the believers today will be mocked at tomorrow, because what is given now shall be taken then. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ When the sky has split open. Just imagine the state of that day. The sky has split open. Why? It has responded to its Lord, and it was obligated to do so. And when the earth has been extended, so much so that it has cast out that which is within it and relinquished it. Meaning the earth will be extended such that it will become empty. Nothing will remain hidden inside the earth. Every bone, every seed, every dead, every stone, every insect thrown out. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ Why? Because it has responded to its Lord and was obligated to do so. It befits the earth to obey its master. Ya أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ O human being, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ Indeed, you are laboring toward your Lord with great exertion and will meet Him. One day you will meet Him. One day you will end up with Him. You're not here in this world forever. Because each day we live is drawing us closer and closer to our Lord. You see, everything has an end. One day we began the study of the Qur'an, just a few days ago. And when we did the first juz, it seemed like a very long journey. Very long. But what happened? Day after day, those who've been coming every day, who've been listening every day, you know, day after day, what happened? Alhamdulillah, one juz, and finally today, Allah has made us reach the 30th juz also. And this is exactly how our lives are. Fleeting, numbered days that cannot be increased. And each day that is going by is drawing us closer and closer to our death. Until the day will come when death will be before us. And we will be on our way to our Lord. Each day is slipping away. We don't feel it, but we are in a journey. This life is a journey. We think life is still. It's not still. It's constantly moving forward. It's taking us at a speed of 60 seconds a minute and 24 hours a day. It's moving. And very soon, we will be standing before Allah. Then as for he who is given his record in his right hand, he will be judged with an easy account. Meaning yes, Allah might ask him if he wants, but he will be forgiven. Who? The one who is given his record in his right hand. And he will return to his people in happiness. He will return to his people in happiness. But as for he who is given his record behind his back, he will cry out for destruction and enter to burn in a blaze. Indeed, he had once been among his people in happiness. The people who will be given their record in their right hand, they will rejoice with their families when? On the Day of Judgment. And the people who will be given their record in their left hands, Allah says, they rejoice right now with their families. So much so that they forget Allah. So much so that they forget Allah's haqq. You see, the Prophet ﷺ, he also had a family life. After all, he had a very big family. Not one wife, many wives. Not one friend, many friends. Not one companion, many companions. Not one servant, many servants. But what do we learn? Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Prophet ﷺ, he would be at home helping his family, but when the adhan would come, he would become a stranger. He would go. Family, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our family. We do find comfort and joy in being with our families, eating with them, spending time with them. But if we really love them, if we really, really want to be with them, then yes, we have to spend some time away from them so that we can be with them forever. Because right now, if our focus is on just enjoyment and happiness and pleasure that we can find with our loved ones, then when can we make time for other things? For things that please Allah, for actions that make Him happy. And if we have not made Him happy, then it doesn't matter how happy and satisfied our loved ones are. Because their happiness will not matter on the Day of Judgment. This does not mean that we need to leave our family members. This means, yes, be with them, be happy with them, but also remember the right of Allah and the right of Allah's book. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّنْ يَحُورُ. Indeed, he had thought he would never return to Allah. The righteous person lives this life with his family, fearful of his Lord. And the sinful person is living with his family, forgetful of his Lord. But yes, indeed his Lord was ever of him seeing. So I swear by the twilight glow, and by the night and what it envelops, and by the moon when it becomes full, that you will surely experience state after state. Step by step, you will move towards your end. You cannot freeze any moment in your life. You cannot stop time. You cannot freeze your life. It's constantly moving forward, step by step. So what is the matter with them that they do not believe? How come? Why do they not believe? How could they not believe? You see, this is something so frightening that each step, each change in our life, it is actually drawing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that each milestone that we reach and everything that changes in our life, whether it is our skin, or it is the number of our age, or it is anything in life that's changing, remember, it means that we are drawing closer to what? Our death. And this is something that we need to remember. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Life is not stationary. So what is the matter with them that they do not believe? And when the Qur'an is recited to them, they do not prostrate to Allah. But those who have disbelieved deny. And Allah is most knowing of what they keep within themselves. So give them tidings of a painful punishment, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them as a reward, uninterrupted. Why is the reward uninterrupted? Because their deeds were like that also. Their deeds were also uninterrupted, continuous,